Okay, beautiful. This is Simon Tovrei Samach Tes that we're going to be learning tonight, which is Seder Yom Simchas Torah, page 272, which is the final shiur on Hilchas Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. So we're going to be completing the Simon hopefully today, and that will lead us with a fresh beginning on Sunday of Hilchas Purim B'Siyat Nishmaya. So that will be starting on Sunday, 8 o'clock. Okay, so let us just learn Hilchas Simon. It was a very interesting last simon over here. A lot of minhogim and points with regards to this day of Simchas Torah. Okay, let's see what it's mainly the Rama over here who gives many minhogim. Okay, Sif Aleph. Leil, sorry, say the Yom Simchas Torah. B'makim sho'osin shnei yomim toivim. In Chutz La'aretz that we do 2 days of Yom Tov. Leil Chi'i, on the night of Simchas Torah, Mekachin, we make Kiddush, Vayom Rizman, we say Shechionu, like any other second day Yom Tov, we always say Shechionu, don't we? Second night, we say Shechionu. So on Simchas Torah also we say Shechionu. Ulemacha, Simchas Torah day, Moisin Shloshes, we take out 3 sforim. We take Vekorin Be'erchov Vezay Sabacha, first of the Torah we use for Vezay Sabacha, Atzoif, HaTorah until the end of the Torah. V'sheini, second Sefer Torah, we use for Bereshis, Ad HaShebor, Elohim La'asos. V'ashlishim, finally, the third Sefer Torah, Koyer Maftir, K'moy Esmol, we use it for Maftir. Maftir V'yach, Moish Moshe. Pardon me? No. Maftir. Third, we use for Maftir. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Na'alef, Ad Soif, Umisha Koyre Parsha Zu, the one who reads the end part of the Vezayis HaBocha, Misha Koyre Parsha Zu, Nikol Chasen Teure, he is called Chasen Teure. Venoagu Lim Koyre Parsha Zu, and the custom is to sell this Parsha, the Parsha Bereshis and Parsha Bereshis, Vekoinim Bedom Rubim, it's bought for a fortune, for a lot of money. Nowadays, I don't think it's sold in many communities. Do you know in any shuls that is sold Chasen Teure, Chasen Bereshis? Is it sold? Pardon? Pardon? That they sell it? Yeah. Oh, really? Very nice.
There was a yeshiva also. When I was in yeshiva, there was a second day.
Yeah, it's true.
English menu.
Yes, that's right. I remember now. Yes, you're right.
And they...
It's sold. Yeah, it's... Yeah.
Needs money. So yeah. They were very happy to sell. I mean, it was the second day for them anyway.
Right.
And a few years later, I went back to Israel for this. And there was just like a Chutz La'aretz minyan around Chedichei and Ramayma. And they had such expensive...
Really?
Really?
£1,000? It's not expensive?
It wasn't. 8 shekels for the pound.
Right. Oh, that's nice. The interesting point is that the Mishnah Berurah later tells us that the Chasanim should be Talmid Chachomim. So on the one hand, it should be sold, and on the other hand, it has to go to Zatz. Not sure technically how you do that. But it says that ideally the Chasanim should be, the words of the Mishnah Berurah are, it should be given to Talmid Chachomim. Or at least somebody who's go is machshiv teure. The Mishnah Berurah in fact here says as well, v'roi lehaderim efsha im be'efsha, if possible at all, one should try, the people who buy the chosen teure, chosen bereshis, they should be muhtorim b'teure, they should be crowned with teure, or koponim gdoi le'akol, or at least they should be choshev members of the community. So Mishnah Berurah in fact here says it already. That the chasanim should be respectable people in the community. Uvasheni bereshis Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Beis says the second one is called chosen bereshis. Mishikoy pashduniki chosen bereshis. Ve'af mishaolak kvar bepashes zoyis abracha. Even if you're called up for zoyis abracha, yochel alis the chosen teira, you can still be called up for chosen teira chosen bereshis. That's not a contradiction. You can be called up for zoyis abracha and later for chosen teira chosen bereshis again. Aval. You shouldn't be the one reading Chosn Bereshis. Right. Sif Kotten Dalet, Mishnah Berurah says the following. Simchas Torah. Kolzav Eli Rabbe. Shebe Simchas Torah. Laila v'yoymish leharbois baneiros beveis haknesses. The Eli Rabbe says, on Simchas Torah, by night and by day, one should increase the neiros, the lights in shul. Lichvoid ha-Torah, to honor the Torah. Shemutzin just taken out. Yeah. Right, continues the Ramah. The Ramah adds a whole bunch of minogim over here, which are very interesting. V'koirin Yom Tov Achron Simchas Torah. The last day of Yom Tov is called Simchas Torah. Lefi, because Shesmeichen, we are happy. V'oisim B'sudas Mishli, we make a Suda. Legomro Shal Torah, to complete, to have, because we completed the Torah. V'noyagin, and the custom is Shamesayim HaTorah, the one who completes the Torah. V'amaschil Bereshis, and the one who starts Bereshis. Noidrin Edovois, they give tzedakah. They are koyrin adovers. They give tzedakahs and adovers. The koyrin lacherim las is mishnah. They call on others to make a mishnah. They call. This is the source to make. They call the chosn toyrin, the chosn bereshis. Actually, here it says the chosn bereshis. The chosn bereshis calls on other people. He asks people to join him for a meal, and that's what we would call nowadays. That's why nowadays. Developed somehow into a Kiddush, yeah. Interestingly, in some communities, there is still a genuine meal. That is a Chosen Bereshis meal. Sometimes a Shalosh Shudas, or a Shabbos meal, later on by Shabbos Bereshis, is that the source of that is this Ramah over here. That they make a meal to call on others to join them for the honor. They call on others to join them for the meal. And there's an additional custom too. In those, in our countries, to take out on Simchas Torah, arves by night, veshaches in the morning, kol sifrei Torah, all the sforim, all the sifrei Torah shebeheichal, which are in the Oroin. And we say zmirois v'tishpochois. We say zmirois v'tishpochois, praises to Ribbono Shel Olam. V'kol makom lefi minhagei, every place according to its custom. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Tzivkot Hey, shesmeichem, we are happy. Says the Mishneh Berurah, lichvoid ha-Torah mutar l'raket b'yom tov. Although generally there is an issa to dance on Shabbos and Yom Tov. However, Simchas Torah is different. Why is Simchas Torah different? Because we honor the Torah. V'lichvoid ha-Torah, says the Mishneh Berurah here. Mutar l'raket b'yom tov. We are allowed to dance. Normally dancing, you're not allowed to dance. But over here, you're not allowed to dance on Shabbos and Yom Tov. V'chashash, of gzeira. But over here, we're on Simchas Torah, it's specifically permitted to dance. So it seems that because of his Shlomo Zalman, good question. Shlomo Zalman explains. Good point. Shlomo Zalman explains that since this is the day that we have to honor the Torah, Chazal never made an Issa Shavuos over here because all it's never made an Issa Shavuos over here because it's in order to honor the Torah. Interesting svara. I agree. Yes. Yeah. So it's also because it's a Shavuos b'mokom mitzvah, so the Mishneh Berurah is matir there. You're right. The emes is that many poskim want to say that the dancing nowadays, you know, the old gentleman's dancing, yeah, that once, you know, the dancing, yeah. So that it's not really considered it's a record. What many poskim want to say, it's not for the Mishneh Berurah, you don't see it, but it sounds that dancing is much more. You know, when we were 18, do you remember that when we danced properly by Simchas? Do you remember that? Yeah. So that was that. That's maybe closer to the dancing that is also the dancing that we do nowadays. I heard once from Rav Falk when I was in yeshiva. That's a couple of years ago. I remember Rav Falk once said, I don't know exactly what his source is, but Rav Falk once said in a shir that, do you remember Rav Falk Schumgate said? So I remember that he once said that if there's always one foot on the ground, that's not really considered dancing. Do you know what I mean? So that there could be, it's never included in this record anyway. So nowadays, I think that most of dancing is not really included in the Gzera anyway. No much shaila anyway. But yes, that's something to consider as well. The Mishneh Berurah adds of the Tzivkot Vav a beautiful Ma'arik. I'm skipping a few lines. And he says, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines in Tzivkot Vav. He brings a Ma'arik. Gamarik b'sheresh tes. herich ma'od shloi levatel shom minek. He makes a point, one should never cancel any customs shenargu, which yidden are accustomed lichvoid simchas teure. People do various minhagim in honor to honor the teure on simchas teure. You shouldn't cancel them. Some of them may sound at first glance it's against halacha. Some of the minhagim seem to be a little bit contradicting basic mishnebuas, basic amos. But with regards to on Simchas Torah, since you're honoring the Torah, these minhagim are honoring the Torah, says the Marik, don't change those minhagim. Don't change them. He brings, I don't know, I'm not quite sure that works. And Tzivkotni, he brings about making some sort of, with guns, some sort of guns, you make some sort of, I don't know if it's fireworks. I'm not quite sure exactly. It's with some, he makes some sort of bang. So can you think of what it was? Yeah. So he discusses as to whether you can do that or not. He was used to make a great simcha, some firework. Don't know fireworks. Look at Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Nei. He says v'cholchkin also lav your pulver lashmiya kol simcha. Yeah, pulver makes like a big bang. To make simcha, he said that you can't do that. But he said if you do it before Shabbos, if you put it before Shabbos, that the big bang happens on Yom Tov. He said that could be okay. So you see that always he's okay with all these various minhagim. He's okay with them as long as it's honoring the Torah. It's interesting that he addressed. But the Marik says that anything that has become established, don't cancel. However, if it's not in honor of the Torah. Then it's a bit more crazy. He speaks of other things later. Yeah, so you're saying that, what's the point you're raising? Is it still covered our Torah? Is that what you're asking? Or?
Even if it is covered the Torah, if people will do our covers for 2.5 hours, and I could probably manage half an hour, maybe 40 minutes, and really I'm just kind of sick of it.
Right.
So according to
Marik, I don't know if the Marik doesn't speak about the time. It's what's your question? If the Marik would have encouraged 2.5 hours dancing, is that what you're asking?
I don't know. I just feel like not everybody enjoys.
Yeah, I think that's a valid point. He just addressed. Yeah, but there's a question that you as a person as an individual. But there's another question as a shul. Is it appropriate for a shul to finish off after 30 minutes, done and dusted? Is that appropriate? So the Marik will address that point as opposed to the Marik will. What do you think about that? A shul is done and dusted after 30 minutes?
My dream would be to have a second day Shmiras Teres Minyan.
Okay.
Where you lane.
Yeah.
And then you sing a bit.
Okay. Please allow me to quote a machzor which I was yoresh for my great grandfather, who was it's a machzor that was printed in 1850s, and it's in Vienna by a printing house that happens to be my great great grandfather's printing house. And over there it says by instructions of there's always like a bit of things, you do a bit of this, but about the regular machzor, the machzor like we have our contemporary machzorim. You know what I mean? It says by on Simchas Torah, when you're taking out the svarim, it says, it's obviously a yekish machzor. It says by the machzor, by the Hutzos Sefer Torah, it says now, all the Sifrei Torah are being taken out of the Aron, and the choshev members of the community go around the shul 7 times, and then the svarim are returned to the Aron, besides 3 svarim which are used for lining. How long did that take? maybe if we go back 150 years, maybe would have felt more comfortable in there. Yeah, but the Marik says that the minhagim which are established shouldn't be cancelled. Okay, let's carry on. Just maybe one short point which I want to add. Is there an obligation to stand or can you sit down? You can or you can't? Can't sit down.
For what?
During the Akofas. Svarim are taken out. Dancing. Are you allowed to sit down? You can? If you're tired, you can sit down. Yes? Right. So the answer that you're saying, you're right, it's actually very problematic. It's actually a shaila to sit down whilst the Sefer Torah out. So much Rabbi Shlomo Zalman discusses what a person should do if he really wants, if he really needs to sit down. It's a problem. It's actually a problem. You're not allowed to. You're really not allowed to sit down when the Sefer Torah is out. You're not really. So he wants to say what happens if there's benches or tables. Maybe that's considered a mechitza. Maybe that's considered a wall of separation. Imagine if you've got a table. Is that considered? And he goes into those area of halachas as to whether that's considered a mechitza. Maybe you hide behind the table. Maybe that's all right. And he's unsure about it. He's very unsure. So we have to consider that as we have to. One has to keep in mind before you sit down, think twice. Yeah. Seven times.
When you go around seven times, it takes 5 minutes. You go for 2.5 hours. You can't sit. You want to stand for 2.5 hours.
Yeah. So it's. I think your point is a valid point. What do you think would be a good solution then? Because halachically, to drink a bit. Yeah, to drink a bit. Yeah, that's one option. Have a half cup whiskey. That should do the job. Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah. It does, it does. Okay. I'm afraid I can't confirm or deny. Yeah. Staki Yekishaminyan, yeah, I'll be happy to join you. Yeah. Yes. So that's with regards to just sitting up. Well, a person needs to be aware of that. Yeah. Yeah, and then continues the Ramah. So it says that one goes around, he takes the Sefer Torah, we go around. Hakol Mishum Simcha is all in order to increase the Simcha. The Mishnah Berurah over here says something very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah in Tzivkot Yud Aleph says, Mishum Simcha Kosav Amarik B'Shem Rav Haigon B'Shoyrish Tes. Listen to these words of the Mishnah Berurah. Yoim zere gilin etzenu lirakit boy afilu kamos kenim. On this day, the custom is to dance. Even old people, b'shar sha'oimrim kilusin la'toyre. In the times that we praise the Rebbe Nishlan. V'lochein therefore yesh lis amitz bazeh. You have to use your koiches lirakit to dance v'lezame and to praise lichvoy datoyin ono the toyre. K'moy shekosav gabei David Amelech olav ha'shalom. The same it's written it's written about David Amelech olav ha'shalom. Mefazer u'mecha. Although his wife wasn't too happy about this, but David HaMelech is praised for having danced exceedingly happily in front of the Sefer, as we learn in Sefer Shmuel. So it's considered a praise to dance happily in front of a Sefer it's testified in front of the Ari said, Shama, Shamalo El Yoino Shesik, that the highest madrig that he has reached, Boloi Aledeshoyim Sameach, the highest madrig that he has reached, listen to these words. The highest madrig that he has reached was b'shoyam isameach bechol ois. He was exceedingly happy with all his strength b'simcha shel mitzvah, with a simcha of a mitzvah. V'gam al agro kasvu, and even on the gon they write shoyam irakel ifnei hasefer Torah bechol koyach. He used to dance with all his koyachas in front of sefer Torah. So maybe that's the other side of the coin of what we mentioned earlier, that the tzak is written about the Heilige Vilna Gaon about to dance with bechol koyachas. That's probably. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That's what would be in the name of the Achronim. It's this Amit. Yeah.
15.
Yeah. Yes, that's interesting as well. Thanks for pointing it out. He brings on the side of here the Dirshu Ha'ora number 15. Brings in the name of the Yisoid, in the name of the Yisoid V'Shoyrish Avoida, that whoever is careful on Simchas Torah to. Whoever is careful with Simchas Torah is probably referring to specifically to the Simcha of Simchas Torah, to dance and to be happy. But it is confirmed, it is sure, it is definite that his children will have Torah, and it is granted that his offspring will merit Torah. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Let's continue with the Ramah. V'noagu oit, the custom is also, Likrois Kol Anorim Sefer Torah. What we call Kol Anorim. Koyin Pasha Malach Hagoyel. We say Malach Hagoyel. Is that the custom in the Sfardish shuls as well? The custom Kol Anorim. Yeah. Velaylo came to Ramah. Yes, is that the custom? Yeah, because actually it's Ramah, but it's beautiful. That's general. Did I? V'nagoyt leharbus. Thank you so much. Yes, I missed it. V'nagoyt leharbus akruim be'sefer Torah. The custom is also to call everyone for to increase aliyas on sefer Torah. V'koyim pasha achas arba pa'amim. We read it many times over. When issa b'davon, there's no issa to that. The Mishnah Berurah does address that that from from there we don't go over it again. That's what he says. Yeah, and that's like what the custom is. According to its own customs. And the custom is also that we complete the Torah af al katan ha'oile. In other words, what he says is that even children can be called up for the Torah. We know even pre-bar mitzvah boys are called up. Some kids even have the minhag that some kehilas. Yes, a child as well can. Yes, they can say. And even in some kehilas, it goes even further. The children actually line even before bar mitzvah. Yes, some Yekesh kehilas have that minhag as well. Afal gav. The real completion should be by Talmid Chochem, but for early aliyahs, you can also have even children being called up. Bizman Azesha Chosen Kayan Lochosh, yeah. Pemakum Shaelim Rakshne Sifat Torah, a place that there's only two Sifat Torah, and we need three. So Kayan Bereshoni Vizoy Sabacha, the first one we use for Zoy Sabacha, Vishnia Bereshis, Vichoizrin, Veloikhin Arishoni Yon Shalyoim. And we use this first one, we read Maftia from the first Sifat Torah again. Pchenosim Kolmokim, and this is done in every other instance that we need three Sifat Torah, Shlosha, like Shabbos Chanukah Shchoidesh, Debinon Shlosh Sifat Torah, Ein Loim Rakshnaim. That's what you're going to do, you're going to be recycling as if I may say, the first Sefer Torah. The Mishneh Berurah does not point out a minhag, which is, I think is a very common minhag, and that's when it comes to the Hagbah. The Mishneh Berurah does not bring that many people have the custom to. Yeah, have you ever tried it? No? Has anybody tried it? Hagbah on Simchas Torah, facing the other direction. You've done it. Do you know what I mean? You don't do this. Ah, of course, Yusuf and Torah. Yusuf and Torah are so beautiful. Sfadish and Sefer Torah are so beautiful, so honorable, no? So bechavadik. Sfadish and Sefer Torah have such a covet. I always find this is such a beautiful way of respecting the Torah. But so we do, what we do is that many shuls have the minhag. Do you know, you lift up, and instead of facing, as it were, the makbia, the knaf is facing, right? You lift it up like this and it's facing, not that I've ever done it, but it's facing the public. Yeah, that's a very common minhag. Yeah? So the Mishneh Berurah doesn't bring it. Mishneh Berurah doesn't quote it. It doesn't bring it. Mishneh Berurah doesn't bring it. Right. I saw an interesting reason. Why do we do that? Where does that minhag come from? Any suggestions? I saw one person, you know what I'm referring to, yeah? So I saw an interesting suggestion that the Mishnah says, "Hafo ichba, va'afo ichba de kula ba." Turn it round and turn it round. Everything is inside it. Everything is inside the Torah. You know, you can turn it out. Everything is in the Torah. So on Simchas Torah, it's the most appropriate moment to say, "Hafo ichba." We turn it round. We turn it round. We swap it round. We change direction because everything is in it. That's a nice, definitely a nice suggestion. The Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Tezayin says, "Al Kotten again here points out after Kesavim Nolel b'Sifkot Aleph, the Roy Shem Mesai Muchta b'Toyret." Yes, it is appropriate that the person who actually Mesai the Toyret should be Muchta, should be crowned b'Toyra or Kaponim Mechem Chshuv Yakol, should be a Choshev member of the community. Aval Meikadin, but nevertheless, Meikadin if necessary, Gam Kotten Tzurich Liochol Esayim. Also, a child could actually be Mesai as well. So we see so many Minhagim. It's a bit different. We're very lenient in many areas of Halacha and Simchas Torah because we want to honor the Torah. So we're lenient. The dancing, the aliyahs, many things you can't have on a random Shabbos. You won't be able to have children being called up for Torah. You can't. But we're here in order to make it a Simcha, to be covered to the Torah, we allow all those points. And finally, Sifkot Yud Zayin, Mishneh Berurah says, "Ein noyagi lalos leduchon." There's no duchening. Why is there no duchening? I mean, we've got over here a resident coin that our kohen, our resident kohen, of course, will tell us the reason mipnei de shchichei shichah is because some of the kohanim, only some of the kohanim, may get drunk, and therefore we don't want them to do their brachas in that state. So we don't want to discriminate, I suppose, between very honorable and other kohanim who may have drunk a little bit too much. We don't want to discriminate. Therefore, we just say, you know what, this Yom Tov, you know, you just, you know, maybe you want to stay behind the scene a little, behind the scene a little bit. So therefore, we don't, says the Levush, we don't have duchening on Simchas Torah. Correct. So some, that's right. So some place of a, yeah. And that's actually what he brings over here. Ve'elira because of Shiprak, ne'agim la'alois be'musaf, ve'esh'oin be'shachis. So there is still the people, so some communities still have the minig musaf. I'm not unsure of any minog, nowadays, any place who still have musaf, but is a ve'esh'oin be'shachis, so I'm shachis, ve'kol mokum lefi minhogoi, every place according to his minig, ve'izor shalo ishtu. But at the very, one should know that there is no real, ve'izor, one should be careful not to drink. Mishneh Berurah writes elsewhere, now it's actually, it's absolutely, really, with regards to drinking, there's actually no reason, there's no halachic reason to drink any alcohol. There's no reason. The only day that, I mean, on Purim, there is a mitzvah of Adal Yoda, which that itself, we'll learn exactly what Adal Yoda means in Mitzvah Shem shortly when we get to the halachas. I'm sure we're going to discuss these halachas very thoroughly. It's towards the end a little bit, but we learn it. But certainly, with regards to Simchas Torah, there's no halachic source whatsoever to start drinking. I'm not sure where that comes from. There's no source to get drunk or to drink a lot on Simchas Torah. But so a person should be careful, and a person should certainly appreciate the chshivas and the holiness of the day.